This is the Iowa Business Report Tuesday edition with support from TotallyIowa.com, the website with Iowa-centric books, CDs, and DVDs, shipped directly to you from TotallyIowa.com. When you hear that a national company has decided to build a new production facility in Iowa, it's due to a combination of efforts by state and local authorities, according to Iowa Economic Development Authority Director Debbie Durham.
So it really does begin with a national search when there's really no name attached, right? They're looking for a piece of land. They're looking for a certain supply chain, maybe a transportation grid movement system. And so they begin with this very, very macro search, and then they begin to narrow it down. The thing that really separates us is the competitiveness. They're always looking at our competitiveness. And when you look at what Governor Reynolds and the legislature has done to make us more competitive, both on corporate and individual income tax, huge difference. But even that, just the way we approach regulation in the state, the way we approach, you know, collaboration with departments, you know, it's a very, again, in Iowa, we're never about the transaction. We're never going to win a deal based on incentives, and we never should, right? It's really about the relationship, and it's a long-term value proposition. So we play in our lane. We know who we are. We target them. And then once we narrow it down, then it really comes down to the community, though, because the state steals the state's deal. Communities are the ones that win and lose deals.
Hear more from Debbie Durham by listening to the podcast of the most recent Iowa Business Report Weekend Edition on any one of 19 different podcast platforms. The Iowa Business Report is presented with support from TotallyIowa.com, where you can order a trio of books by Tim Harwood on various Iowa hockey teams at TotallyIowa.com. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.